This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The thing about bond market stories is that bonds can be a little bit ephemeral, right? I mean, yes, they can be bought and sold, and sure, it's a multi-trillion dollar market, but they're just pieces of paper. So let's talk about something a little more tangible, shall we? How about steel? We've gotten our go-to steel person on the phone. Lisa Goldenberg is the president of the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania. Lisa, it is so good to talk to you again.
Great to speak with you, Kai.
Let me get the contextual ground truth question out of the way first. How is business?
Thank you for asking. It's really improving. Going into COVID, things were pretty bad, more than just the doldrums. It was really a struggle and has consistently picked up over the last 6 months.
And then short to medium term future, how are you feeling?
Short, really good.
Yeah.
And my crystal ball gets super cloudy. It might have a couple cracks once I get through the spring for all kinds of reasons. The transition of government, COVID, the economy, we are running at a pretty aggressive clip right now. So the market can't, you know, continue at this pace.
Well, tell me about the clip that is running for you. I mean, you're just seeing more orders because people are buying cars and dishwashers and refrigerators?
Yeah, cars, dishwashers, refrigerators, light trucks. Everyone's home more. Dishwashers were not meant to be run twice a day.
Yeah.
And today I'm replacing two faucets in my house. You know, everything's getting fixed.
That's a really good point. I hadn't actually considered the whole dishwasher thing, but we're definitely running it at my house too. But is this pandemic, or has it not affected your supply chain at all? I mean, can you get the materials that you need?
Yeah, so I'm kind of in the middle. I'm more that traditional middleman.
Yeah.
So supply is definitely short. It's short for two reasons. One reason it's short is we have major tariffs, so there's no or very, very little import. And the steel mills are acting fairly controlled on their output. They can't really staff full shifts because of COVID.
Yeah.
So output is greatly challenged, which is, in my world, a mixed blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Why? My inventory is worth way more.
Right.
So I'm selling inventory that's been sitting, which is exciting. I get to make some profit, which I haven't been able to do very well in the last year and a half, but it cannot be replaced. It could be replaced to some degree, but at really high numbers,
right,
which is why I go back to where I started. When is it going to go over the cliff? Because when I've been here every other time and I panic that I'm going to run out, I buy more, pay too much, and then wait 2 years till I can sell it.
Right. So let's talk about the guy whose job it is now to, in theory, prevent it from going over the cliff. You are on the record on this program repeatedly as not having been a fan of President Trump's. You like some of his policies. You don't like the way they are executed. As we sit here looking at the likelihood of divided government with President Biden in the White House in 2 months, how you feeling?
Well, I'm certainly feeling a lot better than when we were talking in 2016. For a lot of reasons, not only because my guy won, okay, I don't have to gloat, but also because when you and I spoke, if you recall, and if our listeners recall at that time, I had people in the office crying.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a lot happier that my guy makes people feel less afraid of their person, of their gender orientation, their sexuality, their religion, the color of their skin. As far as policy, I don't know. I kind of like the divided government for a while, Kai. I think that I'm so afraid of the far left. And I think that in Joe Biden, you have this compromiser. So what if we actually have a centralist experience?
Lisa Goldenberg, she is the president of the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania. Lisa, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
You too, Kai. Take care. It's wonderful to catch up.